South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers recently visited the United Kingdom as part of a trade mission. He's here today to tell us all about it. Commissioner, how did it go?
Well, it went well. It was an invitation from the British Embassy to five of those commissioners and secretaries from around the country. Mm-hmm. We were there to talk about how we can develop more trade between the United States and the UK now that they have broken away from the European Union.
Right.
And what would that look like and how will it benefit our farmers? So it was a lot of good meetings, a lot of good discussion.
I remember you talking some about that trip recently and some of the things that you were able to see and do there. You met with some key officials as well on the trip, and I understand you had some really good feedback and interaction there.
We did. We met with their version of our USDA and to talk about how they see the environment for the farmers after leaving the European Union, how they might be adjusting some of the rules that they were working by.
Mm-hmm.
They were sort of dominated by other countries, if you will, you know, that 26-member European Union. So good discussions with them, very frank discussions. And then we met with their trade officials as well. They've entered into numerous trade agreements with other countries since leaving the European Union, but the United States is not one of them, and that's what we were there to say, let's move this up. And now, you know, we have to look at ourselves as well. It's got to be a priority for the United States federal officials.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is possible is that for individual states like South Carolina to go over and have conversations about finding where we can move some of our products, because the message that I heard is that they'd like to work with not the whole of the United States on some when possible, but work with individual farms, individual states. So that was the exciting part for me to see what potential might be there.
Yeah, I could certainly see that. I could see that why that would be advantageous for both parties. You were able to step outside of some of those official settings and take a few visits to some farms and elsewhere. Tell us about that.
We did. We got as far west as Wales and met with some sheep farmers and a beef farm family, which was a man and his wife, just to learn about how they were marketing their products, what potential there was for them even trading with the United States, because we just opened our markets in the United States to lamb from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big emphasis of the trip to sort of acknowledge that and build on it. So that was a part of it. Went to a visit with an apple orchard operator using some high technology, some drone technology to measure yields and detect diseases, things like that. Went to a distillery where they're using some local products, barley and things like that. So a pretty good mix of farm visits. And then we met with their National Farmers Union, and that's their version of the American Farm Bureau. You could, because of the seemed like the inconsistent governmental leadership as of late in England and UK, you can sense the frustration. Even since we got home from the trip, the Prime Minister, she resigned after only 6 weeks in office. So I said, you know, as much as we might think we're a little dysfunctional in the United States and our government, sometimes I think they've got us beat on that account. So it was good to go, but always good to get home.
Absolutely. Do you have any sort of time frame, and I guess this might be just an educated guess, but any sort of time frame before you see some of these initiatives take fruit and take root?
Well, I think obviously get past these midterm elections just around the corner and get maybe leadership in Washington that's going to put a priority on it, that we engage with them, because there's just so much potential. So I know we got to get past that, but I do think, again, from what I learned maybe we go back as a state delegation with a few of our farmers who are interested to export product to the UK, and let's see how we can develop relations and see where it goes.
Well, it sounds exciting, and please keep us posted as that moves along.
Sure will. We will indeed. But I do appreciate the working relationship with the British Embassy. Invite us there to really see it firsthand. So it's hard to beat seeing people face-to-face and having that good, pretty frank, if you will, exchange on just how things might unfold in the future.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.